Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Gene Host. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Gene Host. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Caris Quell moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Alex Kellner now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner juggles the ball. That's an error on Kellner. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezus juggles the ball. That's an error on Skeezus. Maris moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Kellner covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-1 in the game. Groff hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field. Pisani picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pisani. Garcia moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pisani takes first base on ball four. Bob Serve pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Smith reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Jim Busby pinch hits for Roger Maris. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Skeezes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-2 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields the ball and throws to Gorman covering. Safe. Hegan scores. Garcia moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altobelli. The throw from Smith and he is out, DeMaestri applying the tag. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezes juggles the ball. That's an error on Skeezes. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pisani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rip Coleman now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-3 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groff moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groff scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Reynarlski now pitching. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skeezes strikes out. Two outs. Tim Thompson pinch hits for Hal Smith. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.